This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge released an open letter to the community on Tuesday after Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were seen in the area. Berge read the letter at the City Council's legislative meeting on Tuesday, saying the federal agency's presence and enforcement actions are creating fear among community members.
While these are federal policies enacted by the President and Congress, and some may support them, the reality is that many people we care about, are afraid right now. It is traumatic for communities to witness people taken off the streets by masked federal agents, and for families to be separated when someone leaves home and never returns. Community members may have different concerns at this time. Some fear for themselves, friends, or family members. Others fear for their constitutional rights and freedoms, such as the freedom to speak out and protest.
The letter came after community members called on the City Council to take action to protect immigrant communities. They're asking the City Council to make Eau Claire a sanctuary city and prohibit federal agents from wearing face masks. Berge's open letter on Tuesday did not specifically address those requests, but reiterated her support for the immigrant community.
I want to be clear in saying I stand in solidarity with our immigrant neighbors. Our city values being a welcoming community where all feel safe, respected, and connected. No matter where we were born, we are all human, and our shared humanity must always come first.
The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that ICE agents were present at the courthouse earlier this month, but local authorities were not asked to help with any enforcement operations. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families is reporting an error rate of under 3% for child care payments as federal agencies increase their focus on potential child care fraud. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recently announced it would freeze federal funding that supports child care assistance payments to low-income families in five states following allegations of fraud, including neighboring Minnesota. Department of Children and Families Secretary Jeff Pirtle says he's not concerned about potential funding freezes in Wisconsin. The 2.9% error rate for child care payments in the state is one of the lowest in the country and sits comfortably below the federal limit of 10%. Secretary Pirtle also noted that improper payments contributing to the error rate could also just be mistakes or errors and don't necessarily mean fraud is occurring. Changes to federal policies to combat fraud could create some additional administrative burden or reporting requirements, but Secretary Pirtle says addressing previous instances of fraud put the DCF in a good position to navigate those changes. With another Wisconsin Supreme Court election on the horizon, the candidates are reporting a significant gap in fundraising. This week, Liberal-backed State Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor announced $2.6 million of total fundraising since launching her campaign for the seat last May. Her conservative-backed opponent, State Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar, has reported about $200,000 in fundraising. Judge Lazar only launched her campaign for the seat in October after incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley announced she would not seek re-election, putting her at a significant fundraising disadvantage. Judge Taylor's fundraising totals are similar to that of Justice Susan Crawford's fundraising totals last year. The 2025 Wisconsin Supreme Court election was the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, with ideological control of the court hanging in the balance. The court currently holds a 4-3 liberal majority, which would become 5-2 if Judge Taylor emerges victorious, or remain 4-3 if Judge Lazar does. The Wisconsin Supreme Court election will be held on April 7th. The Eau Claire City County Health Department has added two new Sharps disposal boxes in the area. According to Health Department officials, the Sharps disposal boxes are located at the Altoona City Hall and near the Dewey Street Bridge. There are now 11 of the disposal boxes throughout Eau Claire County, seeking to reduce the number of needles or other Sharps that residents could come across in public areas. Health Department officials say the existing Sharps disposal boxes have been getting a lot of use, which led to their decision to add more in the area. The City of Menominee is seeking to add a little fun to their plowing operations this year. According to a social media post, the city is inviting community members to help them name one of their snow plows. The tradition is very common across the Midwest, giving residents a fun way to deal with the freezing temperatures and troublesome snowfall. Residents can submit their creative, family-friendly, and winter-themed names for the snowplow online, and the winning name could be featured on future social media posts or winter communications from the city. The Eau Claire County Board's Committee on Planning and Development has approved an ordinance change for recycling violations. Under the current ordinance, fees for recycling infractions range from $25 to $500 depending on what the infraction is. If the ordinance change is approved by the full county board, the fee structure would be based on the number of violations rather than the type of infraction. The first violation would be a $50 fine, followed by $200 for a second and $400 for a third or more. The Wisconsin State Assembly unanimously passed a proposed bill that would require schools to have a cardiac emergency response plan on Tuesday. The legislation seeks to have a written plan available to respond to cardiac arrests on school property or at school-sponsored athletic events. The plan would include a response team of staff members, what their roles are in a cardiac emergency, and how the response team is activated. Lawmakers also say there is no cost for school districts to put their cardiac emergency response plan together. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost to the San Antonio Spurs 119-101. Milwaukee fell so far behind, head coach Doc Rivers decided to wave the white flag and bench most of his starters.
We got our play, guys. Let me say this. Before the game, if you had told us we shot 48 threes, what would you have thought? We didn't make them. And the missed threes, long rebounds got them out running. That hurt us. But the fouling killed us.
The Bucks are off until Monday when they host the Hawks. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center tomorrow at 1 against Rutgers. Greg Gard on CBS Sports asked about that big win last weekend over number 2 ranked Michigan.
How many text messages were on your phone when you went to the locker room after the game?
Over 100. Most all the former coaches and ADs I've worked with and for. And no, it was fun. Proud of our players and locker room. Obviously, it was very celebratory.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Chippewa Valley Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Some scattered light snow showers for today. Any additional accumulations will be on the light side. It will be blustery with temperatures falling into the upper teens by later in the afternoon. For tonight, a few lingering light snow showers, otherwise blustery and cold with lows near 10. Right now, it's 30.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.